Another question that's come up in my management of patients has been major surgery. If they're on a TKI and they have to undergo a hip replacement or something like that, what's the appropriate time interval to stop the drug, and when can you safely restart? I've looked at it, and the answer is that you probably don't have much more than a day or two before you have to stop the drugs, if you must. Obviously, car accidents, things like that, you can't fix, but they recommend a week off and then about 3 weeks after major surgery. And I don't know if that's got any evidence behind it or not, but that's the current recommendation.
5 days.
Yeah, we do 1 week off and then 1 week after surgery back on.
That's
yeah.
it. So that's you're going back in at one.
Yeah, we go back in very rapidly.
Yeah.
I base that on Keith Flaherty's data. Keith assures me that with sorafenib, they have done surgery right after patients have stopped sorafenib but have not had any problems.
Yeah, started and also, them on rapidly. It doesn't make sense to go 3 weeks because the drug half-life is long
right,
gone.
It's long gone. We've been much more aggressive in restarting the drug.
That's an important point for clinicians because that's completely different than Avastin where
correct.
We have the
right,
six,
yeah.
they argue between Avastin. 6 and 8 weeks.
It's a much longer
surgery.
Half-life drug, Avastin, yes. So you really need to leave the patient off there much longer. With these, their half-lives are measured in 20 hours so that when you stop the drug, they'll clear within a few half-lives and then you can restart them.
Very important.
Shortly after.